Okay, I'm calling us back into order. Thank you for the brief recess. Just to let everyone know, your agenda is ONCA 2381 and ONCA 2387 should not have been on today's agenda for second reading. Those are, in fact, on general order day two.
81 and 87.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Okay. We are still on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading ONCA 23-88, an act authorizing and appropriate $50,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation in the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading again, ONCA 23-90, an act to amend 26 ONC section 13-103 of the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund to put a portion of the annual unobligated funds to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 2391 to authorize and appropriate supplemental appropriations in the amount of $3,228,256 to the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of land design, engineering, and the construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Revard.
Reading ONCA 23-104, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide an appropriation modification and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $533,410 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading ONCA 23-106, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for the fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $887,072 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading ONCA 23-108, an act to provide an appropriation to CCOPCA in the amount of $33,260,426 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone, again. Second reading for ONCA 23-109. An act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $98,700 to the executive branch for the Maria Tall Chief celebration and Marjorie Tall Chief statue unveiling and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Revard.
Reading ONCA 23-110, an act to repeal the law and terminate the matching grant fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. We are not now on general order day two where amendments may be proposed. And the speaker will entertain a motion to hold ONCA 2387, ONCA 23102, ONCA 23105, and ONCA 2381 until Monday's agenda.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I have an Oh, I'm sorry. You need to read them.
I did.
Read the bill first.
Thank you. Hold on. All right. ONCA 23-100 is an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $634,700 for fiscal year 2024 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Okay, now me.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I have an amendment I'd like to propose on ONCA 23-100, page 3, line 125 and a half, insert $10,000 for equipment, and on line 76, insert $20,000 in professional services.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. We will see that on the next agenda for a vote for that amendment. Thank you. Just one second. Okay, we are on general order day 3, amendments voted on and the order received. ONCA 2392 is an act to establish a maternity and paternity benefit for employees of the nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. And we have one amendment.
Madam Speaker, point of order.
Yes.
Is ONCA 2381 on general order day 2 today?
It is not. The motion that I made earlier that I entertain held it.
Oh, it held that one too.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for correcting me. I
okay.
apologize.
The amendment for ONCA 2392 is page 1, lines 36, strike upon in both places and after effective, insert 30 days after. Is there any discussion? Congressman Potts, and then Congresswoman Rebard.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. After hearing this bill, I went and spoke with the HR department. Director Nunez mentioned that perhaps having some time to update policies and procedures would be appreciated so that this is not effective immediately. After hearing some questions this morning, it's definitely my intent to withdraw. By no means was it ever my intent to make a pregnant employee wait 30 days before receiving this benefit. And I'm not gonna sit here and be accused of that. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion without objection to withdraw the amendment to ONCA 2392.
A second.
All right, there's a motion and a second to withdraw this amendment. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and the amendment has been withdrawn. Thank you. ONCA 2392 will advance to third reading on the next session agenda. All right, we are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 23-101, an act to establish requirements and restrictions for assistance with improvements and maintenance of restricted land owned or held in life estate by individuals within the territory of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. So I want to remind my colleagues that I do have an appropriation bill that will complement this legislation that I've asked to hold as part as we move through all of our requests for monies. With this, I just wanted to speak to it. It did go through committee and it left committee with a due pass, and that I really appreciate. This is going to be a new direct service that will assist our folks that have restricted land or those that maybe have a life estate with
with land right now. And it's something that's very dear to me and also other restricted landowners. Right now we have very minimal direct services for those with land. And I actually worked with the executive branch, had many meetings, talked to the folks that would be affected by this bill, real estate services, wildland fire, and the roads department. I spoke to folks from the BIA that actually have a background in this as well. And I enjoyed all the meetings, and I just think that it is new, it's fresh, and I think I've let everyone know how I feel about new direct services for our folks, just like we did with the school clothing. And it makes me excited. So I hope that everybody will vote yes. What this does is say to the executive branch that this is something that we want for those landowners. And that's all. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 23-101 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman? Yes. Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2321, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CC Alpaca Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2024. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, everyone. This is about our health system that was just created, I believe, year before. Or last, it's been a full year that they've been under their new management. And there's been huge expansion over there. And it's been really a good experience and a good voyage that we've seen. The house is full of providers. Services are expanding. And it was not a struggle, but it was a different type of set of meetings that had to do with CCIPCA because of all of the components that now go along with that. They've got a large amount of grants, they've got a expansion of services and personnel, and they've taken on new programs at the same time, all within this last year. And so I just wanted to make the comment of just how proud I am of the work that's going on there. And the next phase, of course, is to get the new clinic built to house all of this. So this is something that's a huge, and it's a long time coming. This is decades of wishing and hoping and trying to figure out a way to get down this path. So I'm really proud to have been a part of it. I really appreciate the work this body has done to also be a part of it, and all those that have been involved with it, and especially to the management staff that's there now, and the work that they've been able to accomplish this past year. So I hope we all have your support today. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2321 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Madam Speaker. I would like to make a motion to confirm Mr. Norman Akers to the Traditional Cultural Advisory Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. Does any member wish to speak for or against Norman Akers? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Norman Akers has been confirmed.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Madam Speaker. I would like to make a motion to confirm Mr. Franklin McKinley to the Osage Veterans Memorial Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. Does any member wish to speak for or against Franklin McKinley? Hearing none, roll call.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox? Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Franklin McKinley has been confirmed.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to confirm Ms. Mary Liz Ricketts to the Traditional Cultural Advisors Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. Does anyone wish to speak for or against Mary Elizabeth Ricketts? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Mary Liz Ricketts has been confirmed.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to confirm Mr. John Henry Meshunklishay to the Osage Veteran Memorial Commission.
Second.
Motion and a second. Does anyone wish to speak for or against John Henry Meshunklishay? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Abstain.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. John Henry Meshunklishay has been confirmed. Congressman Bickhorst?
Madam Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to confirm Dr. Stephen Pratt to the Traditional Culture Advisors Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. Does anyone wish to speak for or against Dr. Pratt? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Dr. Pratt has been confirmed.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to confirm Ms. Judy Johnson to the Gray Horse Village Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. Does anyone wish to speak for or against Judy Johnson? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rayford?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Judy Johnson has been confirmed.
Madam Speaker?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to confirm Wayne Ray Mitchell to the Gray Horse Village Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. Does anyone wish to speak for or against Wayne Ray Mitchell? Hearing none, roll call please.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rayford?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Wayne Ray Mitchell has been confirmed. We are still in motions and notices.
Speaker?
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee will hold an Emergency Appropriations Committee meeting today, and I'd like to begin at 11 a.m. That way gives the clerks enough time, and I would encourage the committee to print the committee substitutes on the two big bills, and we will meet until 6 p.m.
PC said wow.
Motion to...
Thank you. Okay, we'll get started with the appropriations meeting at 11, held till 6. We are now at adjournment. Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to adjourn till Friday morning, 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. It passes. We will be adjourned. We will come back Friday, 10 a.m. Thank you.